Learn from stuck moments. Feeling stuck? Don't sweat it. It's a part of life, and even the big shots have been there. Take Brie Larson, for example. Before hitting it big, she faced 20 years of auditions gone wrong. Airbnb's founders, Brian Chesky, Joe Jebbia, and Nathan Blechark-Sike, weren't overnight sensations either. They hustled for years to get their company off the ground. And Jeff Bezos? Yep. Even he had a share of setbacks before Amazon took off. It's not just celebs and CEOs, though. Even your favorite authors can get stuck. Just ask George R.R. Martin, he's been keeping Game of Thrones fans waiting for ages. Feeling stuck is a common human experience that can make us feel alone and unlucky. But guess what? You're not alone. Lots of people go through the same thing. It's just that we tend to focus more on our problems and less on other people's. This can make our struggles seem bigger than they are. When we exaggerate our difficulties and downplay our successes. But everyone faces obstacles, and often we're luckier than we realize. If you're feeling stuck, it's time to take action. There are specific tools to help you get unstuck and move forward again. Goal achievement with narrow bracketing. When chasing a goal, it's common to hit a snag in the middle or plateau. But guess what? You can kick that slump to the curb. Instead of slowing down halfway through, break your big goal into bite-sized chunks. This trick, called narrow bracketing, keeps you on your toes and slashes that middle bit. You're running a marathon. When it gets tough, focus on one step at a time. Boom! That's narrow bracketing in action. By zooming in on small steps, you skip the slump and power through to the finish line. Don't get stuck in a rut. Sometimes, the things that work great at first can lose their mojo over time. Let's take a look at Fit20's research. They found that doing a 20-minute workout once a week helped folks get stronger in the first year. But then, progress hit a roadblock. This is called hitting a plateau. It's like your body gets used to what you're doing, and improvement slows down or stops altogether. Perseverance pays off. Success doesn't happen overnight. It requires time and effort. If you're not seeing quick results, don't get discouraged. Keep pushing forward because success often takes longer than you think. Don't rely on luck, youth, or being the first to come up with an idea. Luck is unpredictable, and being young or the first doesn't guarantee success. Did you know the average age of successful entrepreneurs is 42? And Google wasn't the first search engine, it was the 22nd. Success often takes time because the best ideas typically emerge after a series of trials, questioning our initial assumptions, and discarding what doesn't work. Consider Thomas Edison, the mind behind the light bulb, who experimented with 1,600 different filaments before finding the right material. Rather than seeing setbacks as failures, they're opportunities for learning and improvement. Strategic decision-making for long-term challenges. To navigate through tough, drawn-out tasks, set up checkpoints called audit markers. These markers, whether daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly, let you review your progress, pinpoint obstacles, and decide whether to press on or step back. If you're leaning towards quitting, give yourself 50% more time than you initially feel is necessary. Often, that extra stretch could be all you need to succeed. Proactive problem-solving tips. Three problem-solving techniques are used. These are: ignoring problems makes them bigger. If you don't think there's a problem, you won't solve it. Slow down, notice issues, and question your assumptions. Pay extra attention to how you communicate, especially over email. Small problems can grow big. Don't ignore small problems. Regularly check in on your goals, just like an engineer inspects a plane. Make checklists and review them monthly, quarterly, and yearly to prevent small problems from becoming big ones. Long-term thinking matters. Ignoring distant problems can mess up your plans. Think about how today's issues could mess things up in 5, 10, or 20 years. Picture the future you want to make better decisions now. Reduce anxiety and moving forward. When you feel stuck, anxiety can slam the brakes on your progress. It's like being frozen in place, unable to move forward. But guess what? You can break free from this paralysis. Here's the deal. Anxiety often kicks in when we set our sights too high, aiming for perfection. Perfection is overrated. Instead, aim for excellence. How? Start by setting achievable goals. Then, as you go, push yourself a bit more each time. Anxiety about being original can hold you back. But guess what? Absolute originality is a myth. Take Bob Dylan, for instance. He became a music legend and even won a Nobel Prize for his writing, yet he heavily borrowed from folk traditions. He didn't reinvent the wheel, he made it his own. Instead of stressing over radical new ideas, aim for uniqueness. Look at Arlene Harris, a tech entrepreneur who made a fortune by tweaking existing technologies, like cell phones, to cater to older consumers. She didn't start from scratch, she improved what was already there. Harris sold her company to Best Buy for nearly $1 billion. Accept failure. Don't shy away from challenges, they're the fuel for growth. Sure, failure can be a bummer, but it's also a sign that you're pushing yourself. Turns out, there's a magic formula: aim for one failure out of every 5 or 6 tries. This keeps you from burning out while still keeping things interesting. So, don't sweat it when things don't go as planned. Instead, see it as a badge of honor for daring to step out of your comfort zone. Remember, every stumble is just a stepping stone toward success. Facing challenges often involves discomfort, like setbacks, and fear, such as rising to the occasion. But these moments are also chances to learn and grow. When setbacks occur, it's a chance to figure out what went wrong and how to improve. Ever heard of hardship inoculation? It's a strategy borrowed from medicine where a small dose of something harmful helps you build resistance against it. You can use this same idea to toughen up against fears and discomforts. Take Michelle Poehler, for example. She faced 100 fears in 100 days, starting with the smallest ones and working her way up. Day 1? Eating oysters. Day 100? Giving a TEDx talk in front of a big crowd. So, if you want to conquer your fears, start small and work your way up. It's like training your mind to be a fearless warrior against life's challenges. Ready to toughen up? Simplify to solve friction audit. Ever felt like you were trapped in a maze, with no clear way out? That's what happens when things get too complicated. But here's the deal: when you're faced with a tough problem, you gotta simplify. Cut through all the noise and focus on what matters. Break down the problem into its basic parts, sort them out, and zero in on the important stuff. Don't worry about getting it perfect right away, you can always add back in the complexity later if you need to. A friction audit dives into complex problems to pinpoint friction points, those pesky spots causing delays, hassles, or even outright failures. Once you spot these sticking points, you can start smoothing them out. Take IKEA, for instance. They noticed customers often left without buying anything. Why? Turns out, parents with little ones were hitting their breaking point. So, IKEA tackled this snag by adding play areas and offering free child care. By nipping friction in the bud, you pave the way for smoother sailing towards solutions. Success through curiosity. Boost your chances of success by staying curious and challenging your beliefs. When you feel stuck, explore new ways to achieve your goals to get back on track. Try out different methods and approaches to uncover fresh ideas that can lead to a breakthrough. Encourage an experimental, inquisitive mindset to lower the risk of hitting roadblocks. This way, you'll always be on the lookout, questioning, and seeking solutions. Maintain your curiosity by asking questions and staying curious. Kids ask lots of questions daily, but adults ask far fewer. To boost your curiosity, make questioning a habit. Keep a list of interesting facts, ideas, and experiences. Allow yourself to explore without a specific goal in mind. Challenge beliefs you take for granted. Momentum with the OODA loop. Getting unstuck and staying motivated is all about taking action, no matter how small. Even tiny steps forward can reveal what works and propel you ahead. To make progress easier, focus on activities where you shine. Take inspiration from fighter pilot John Boyd, who crafted the OODA loop, a 4-step method for making swift decisions. 1. Observe, take a good look, gather info, and spot issues. 2. Orient, sort through info, and come up with ideas. 3. Decide, pick a plan. 4. Act, make it happen, and stick to the plan. To boost your drive and streamline your actions, try implementing these effective strategies. Move your body. Research shows that moving your body, whether it's walking, dancing, or drawing smooth shapes, can help get your mind unstuck. This can lead to sharper decisions, more creative solutions, and better teamwork. Produce more, Quantity and quality go hand in hand. The more ideas you generate, the higher the chances of finding good ones. Don't be afraid to let go of bad ideas to make room for better ones. Try micro-scheduling. Break down tasks into small, manageable chunks, like writing a single sentence or working for just 60 seconds. By scheduling these micro-tasks, you can focus better and avoid feeling overwhelmed. This helps you stay on track and get things done efficiently. Key points. 1. Break big goals into small steps to overcome obstacles. 2. Learn from setbacks like Thomas Edison's 1,600 experiments. 3. Use audit markers for strategic decision-making and long-term success. 4. Combat anxiety by aiming for excellence, not perfection. 5. Conquer fears gradually, like Michelle Poehler's 100-day challenge. 6. Simplify problems to find solutions, as IKEA did with customer frustrations. 7. Stay curious, experiment, and act decisively with the OODA loop for momentum.